When memory loss or cognitive changes begin to appear in a family, many people respond with fear, confusion, or frustration. Because these changes are uncomfortable to face, families sometimes fall into patterns that make the situation harder rather than better. Understanding these pitfalls can help both generations respond with more wisdom and compassion. One of the most common problems is denial. If you are the parent, denial may look like dismissing concerns or insisting that nothing has changed, even when others clearly see a pattern. This reaction is often rooted in fear. Many people associate memory decline with loss of control or identity, so the instinct is to protect independence by ignoring the problem. If you are the adult child, denial can also appear on your side. Sometimes adult children notice warning signs but avoid the conversation because they do not want to upset their parent or create conflict. Both kinds of denial delay helpful action. Another common pitfall is arguing about memory. Adult children may try to correct every detail. "You already told me that." "That's not what happened. You forgot again." While these statements may be factually correct, they rarely help relationally. When someone struggles with memory, repeated correction often produces embarrassment, defensiveness, or anger. Instead of focusing on winning the argument about facts, wise families focus on maintaining dignity and solving practical problems. For example, instead of saying, "You forgot to pay the bill again," you might say, "Would it help if we looked at a system together that makes bill paying easier?" Instead of saying, "You already told me that story," you might respond with patience and gentle acknowledgement. Another pitfall is shaming language. Memory changes are not moral failures. They are often medical or neurological issues that deserve compassionate attention. Statements such as, "You're losing it. You can't handle anything anymore. Why are you being so stubborn?" These words wound relationships and increase fear. A healthier approach uses calm, respectful language. If you are the adult child, try phrases like, "I've noticed a few things that worry me, and I care about your safety. Would you be open to talking with your doctor about memory concerns?" If you are the parent, honesty also helps. You might say, "I have noticed some changes myself, and I want to understand what's happening." Another major pitfall is waiting too long for professional help. Many families delay evaluation for years because they hope the situation will improve on its own. During this time, practical problems may grow worse: unpaid bills, medication mistakes, unsafe driving, or confusion about finances. Seeking medical evaluation is not giving up independence. It is protecting it. This course does not provide medical advice, but it encourages families to seek appropriate professional guidance when symptoms appear. Doctors, geriatric specialists, and other professionals can help determine what is happening and what support may be needed. Ministers and chaplains also play an important role here. When families bring these concerns to spiritual leaders, wise caregivers listen carefully and encourage honest conversations without trying to replace medical professionals. Memory decline is emotionally painful, but families who respond with patience, humility, and truth often discover that relationships can still grow deeper in this season. What not to do? Do not shame or ridicule someone who forgets. Do not turn memory problems into family accusations. Do not isolate siblings or hide concerns. Do not wait until a crisis forces rush decisions. Do not treat the parent as though they have already lost their dignity. Instead, move slowly, speak gently, seek professional help when needed, and remember that the person experiencing these changes is still a beloved image bearer of God. Compassion and preparation together can turn a frightening season into a journey of deeper care and faithfulness.